Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Kristen, what I am confident of is that this was a display of gross negligence here, that there are 2.1 million service members. And you're probably going to ask, you're probably going to say, oh, these off the rails representatives have gotten death threats. Well, what about the 2.1 million service members? They have put their lives at risk. There is one commander in chief. And when you step outside of the chain of command and try to create the noise and chaos that only helps our enemies.
Yeah, I tell you, listening to this over the course of the last few days, it's just infuriating. Kim, I was listening to some local radio hosts here on Friday when I left work, and they were actually on the air. They refer to themselves as Republicans, and they were actually on the air so distraught over Donald Trump, putting on Truth Social that what these Democrats said was sedition, and that in the military the penalty for sedition can be death. That you can't call for somebody to violate the law like that. The military code of justice, and they were all focused on Trump instead of on the politicians who called for this to begin with. Let's go ahead and get to Hans, please.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Good.
And happy Thanksgiving to everybody, all your listeners, everybody this week.
Well, same to you. We appreciate that. Thank you. You know, I was talking about the controversy with the Democrat members of Congress who called on military members to ignore the legal orders of the commander-in-chief, it sounded like. And they're all mad because Donald Trump tweeted about them afterwards. But isn't the real issue here the fact that these elected officials are the ones that are supposed to hold the White House accountable and not the members of the military?
Well, yeah. In fact, they're encouraging sedition inside the military. And it's just shocking that they would do such a thing. In fact, my colleague, Cully Simpson, who's a 30-year retired Navy captain, spent that time in the Jack Corps. I mean, he and his fellow veterans, I mean, are really upset about this and have been saying and doing a lot about it.
Well, I'm glad to hear people kind of reacting that way, because all the focus instead immediately went to Trump, which doesn't surprise me the way the mainstream media tends to run things for sure. But is it not true that if you are in the military and you commit sedition, the penalty can be death? Correct.
Oh yeah, it can be. And here's the thing. Apparently, most of these folks are all have served in the military. One was a former CIA officer. Well, if they served in the military, then they ought to know, as Cully Simpson said to me, soldiers, sailors, Marines, they in fact receive extensive training on this issue. There's a whole system set up to make sure that any orders given down to the lowest private are, in fact, lawful orders. And if an order is questionable, there's a whole system set up for people to raise issues about it. Raise issues about it. So what these guys are saying with this video ignores all of that. And it's like, you know, at some point in the video, they say, "We'll have your back." Oh, sure. Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll be there to protect some private or somebody who refuses a lawful order and then gets court-martialed for. You and I both know they won't be there.
Yeah. It's a good point. Hans von Spakovsky with us this morning, senior legal fellow with the Heritage Foundation. Thank goodness for Justice Alito on this Texas redistricting situation. So if I understand this correctly, it's okay to redraw lines for political reasons, but not for racial reasons. And it seems to me that Governor Abbott made it. Whoops! I think we just lost our guest there. We'll try to get back with Hans here in a minute. But it seems very obvious to me that the decision made by Governor Abbott here, you could clearly argue was political. But in what way would you argue that making a district more Republican was racial gerrymandering? And this lower court in Texas ruled that there was substantial evidence that the state's new map was an illegal racial gerrymander argument. This is the argument they're trying to make, that it was a substantial evidence that there was illegal racial gerrymandering. And I don't know how they reached that conclusion. I think we've got Hans back on the line now. Hans, what's your take on this redistricting decision?
Well, let me tell you, the stay is great. The decision down in Texas was 2-1, but the one judge who dissented from saying Texas couldn't do this redistricting was Jerry Smith. He's a Fifth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals judge, and he wrote the most scathing denunciation of other judges I have ever read. He accuses the lead lawyer who wrote that opinion against Texas of judicial misconduct. And in fact, at the end of the 100-page dissent, he lists 2 pages of all of what he says are the lies, misrepresentations that judge put in his order. And then he says, "Oh, I could have put in a lot more, but I just ran out of time."
Wow. Well, let's hope the court is reading that dissent when and if they finally take this up, for sure. Hans, we're out of time, but we appreciate you as always. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Hans von Spakovsky. We had a little technical issue and lost him right in the middle of the interview, but fortunately, ace producer Ethan Bright got him back on the line. Thank you, Ethan. We appreciate that. All right, coming up, we'll check business with Nicole Murray in just a few minutes, and then we'll get to Ian other news at about 6:45.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.